Next round of questions, we will start with Matt. As mayor, how would you work to improve the appearance of Fort Madison? How would you work to beautify Fort Madison from the mayor's office?
Great question. Something that I find very dear to my heart. I think our town needs to look a little better. I think look good, feel good. I think that's important. I think we need more pride in some parts of our community. There are a lot of ways to do this. As a city, as a mayor, we need to absolutely get rid of abandoned structures. It's expensive, and it's not a pleasant thing. They have to go away. We need to work with developers on taking properties that are not yet gone too far and try to get them redeveloped. Okay, that's on abandoned buildings. Appearance of our town. One thing the city needs to do is some lead by example. I'm gonna stand right here and say the fence on our cemetery down by Hardee's does not look good. And I'm not proud of that. I'd like to see it change. I think there's little things we can do. I think our parks have looked the best they've ever looked. I think that's important. Making sure that our zoning rules are adhered to and are levied across the entire city, I think, are important. But if we can, we need to look at our town. If we're a six now, okay, but we need to take our town to a seven and never let it drop to five, because this can get complicated. We don't want the meth problem that Burlington has. What part of pride in our city plays in that? I can't answer that definitively, but I truly think the better we look, the more pride we have, the better our community will survive.
Joseph, same question to you. Ideas that you would bring to the mayor's office when it comes to improving the appearance of the city?
Well, we have a Fort Madison School District that makes seniors have 20 hours of community service to be used to graduate. I would like to sit down with the school board and find some things that we can use those 20 hours of community service for, as far as working with the parks. If we had them in the parks cleaning up, we could use our park manpower in other locations to make improvements in our town.
And Rodney, same question to you. When it comes to city appearance, what ideas would you bring with you to the mayor's office?
I would say basically to the improvement of basically Fort Madison appearance, I would say more or less try to do anything possible to basically our downtown and everybody. I mean, I could mirror what Joe said the same way. Seniors have a 20-hour credit basically for community service. It's even to the point that I don't know how anybody feels about it, but it's like with before we even started cleaning up our parks, it was actually the inmates that were doing it. Because my dad, being a former prison guard, I knew every aspect, but having one guard for like 10 or 15, or even sometimes even you'd see probably maybe more or less at the smaller parks, it's mainly six or seven guys literally mowing the lawns at the cemeteries, you name it. The parks were the same way. But a lot of people were saying, well, hey, that's endangering people out in our community, because physically, if somebody walks by and doesn't, I mean, they don't pay attention to the fluorescent person, they just think they're a normal person, but they're actually monitorizing more or less, putting them in a cover halls to where you know that they're an inmate. But as more or less for the improvement of appearance, I would say we all have to work together. It doesn't happen overnight. If some people want to keep their yard in garbage, hey, they pay their property tax. As a human being, I mean, it's unethical, but as mayor, I want everybody to basically keep their yard cleaned up, because physically, you can't basically just walk through a yard and just turn around and think, well, hey, everything's going to be fine, because you could actually literally, more or less, the ground being so soft,